Guys, we're going to be talking about bosses this episode. So we're going to be talking about the ickiest, the scariest, the unfinished, the easiest, and the favorite that we got going on here. We even have a what the fuckiest, as Day likes to call it. And we will wrap up with the hardest one. So stick with us and don't get too scared. Welcome to Gaming and Gabbing, where video and tabletop gamers unite.
A podcast where we level up with you on our journey to ultimate nerddom. I'm your Wizard of Weird, Dayanne Hutton.
And I'm your Rogue of Realness, Amber Plaster.
And let's hit start.
I hope you are ready. I hope wherever you're going, you stop exactly what you're doing to listen to this podcast. Yeah. Day, what are we talking about today?
We are discussing bosses and boss battles and, you know, the bad guys you gotta get past to move forward in the game, etc.
When you say bosses, mm-hmm. can we, like, are there strict rules for that? Because I feel like there's some mini bosses that I really enjoyed fighting.
Listen, this is our podcast, so we can do whatever we want.
I do what I want.
We do what we want. We were actually just looking at a list of like the 100 hardest bosses in video games. And listen, Amber and I don't know any of them. We haven't played like any of the games. It was a lot of Final Fantasy bosses, a lot of Dark Souls. Some Kingdom Hearts, bunch of older games, Castlevania.
A lot of older games. Because older games are all about timing.
Yeah, I get why that's hard. So we're making our own list. I've created categories for us. We're going to go through them. Please, while you're listening, think about which of the bosses you've fought fit into these categories. Let us know on Twitter, Instagram, anywhere you want to contact us. Which are the bosses that fit into the categories for you? We want to know. We're making our own list, damn it.
Yeah. Okay, before we start, there might be a spoiler warning if you haven't played the following games. Ooh. So I just want to warn you guys. These are the following games we're going to discuss.
There's a lot of them.
But we should give them a heads up, though, because what if they're like, oh, I don't care about Pokemon, but I do care about The Last of Us, you know? Mm-hmm. So just a little spoiler warning. We are going to be talking about the following games. Portal, The Last of Us, Nier Automata, Pokemon Sword and Shield, Horizon Zero Dawn, Life is Strange, God of War, and what do you have?
Resident Evil 7, Little Nightmares, Don't Knock Twice, Hercules, The Crash Bandicoot, Plague Tale, Doki Doki, Kingdom Hearts, Bendy and the Ink Machine, Detroit Become Human, Tomb Raider. Yeah.
So any of those games, if you're real sensitive about spoilers, this is your warning. But I don't think it's going to give away too much because you don't know when you're going to fight the boss. So just hang out with us anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Absolutely. To all of the bosses I fought before, just like the, what is it, the movie or a TV
to
show?
To all the boys I've ever loved.
Yeah. Yeah.
To I all love the bosses it. I've ever killed.
This is like this podcast is going to be a love letter to all of the bosses and all of our feelings about those bosses.
So many feelings.
So many feelings.
So, to start it off, first category is ickiest boss.
Ooh.
Ickiest, grossest, yuckiest, blochiest boss. What do you have? Do you have something for this one?
I do.
You do? Okay, who is it?
Here's the thing. Ickiest boss for me is in The Last of Us, when you're in that restaurant playing as Ellie, crawling around on your hands and knees with your tiny little shiv, trying to stab him with a pointy end. The guy's name is David, and he's a real creep.
Nasty.
He's carrying a machete, and I think he also has a gun, and he's like, I know you're immune, and he's like, it's just the longest fight ever, and you have to sneak up on him. You have to. There's no other way. Like, you crawling around the restaurant, you can't see where he is. He can see where you are all the time.
Yeah.
And it's just terrifying.
And he's just gross. Like, he's a cannibal. He's nasty.
Yeah, and I'm like, is he gonna rape her and then eat her? Like, what's happening? Like, you don't really understand exactly how dark he's getting, and you don't want to find out.
No, you don't.
He is super duper creepy.
Extra creepy. Yeah. For me, for ickiest, I went with RE7, it's not the final boss, but Marguerite is one of the family members in the house you're trapped in that has this, like, infection. And when you fight her, she, like, her limbs, like, I just, okay, this is from the Monster Fandom Wiki page. I just have to read it because this accurately describes how icky this whole experience is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Upon returning to the hole, he discovered that Marguerite had regenerated, but with grotesquely elongated limbs, causing her to resemble an oversized insect. He tracked Marguerite to a greenhouse, where Marguerite attacks once again, crawling along the walls and summoning insects to attack Ethan. It is vile. It is disgusting.
It is vile, she said.
It is horrifying. I mean, all the RE bosses tend to be, but that one just really, really got me good. And I gave honorable mention to Little Nightmares because, I mean, there's twists to it. But, like, the things you're running from most of the game are disgusting. They're, like, these, like, fleshy, flabby monster things that are, like, wearing the faces of other things. And I'm just, like, not into it. So those are my ickiest. There. moving on to maybe more pleasant, but probably not. Scariest boss.
How is that more pleasant?
I don't know.
Day Anne Hutton.
I don't know. I know. So, guys, so you know, Amber doesn't really play scary games, which is wise. I play them because my viewers like watching me be scared, and I like that they are entertained. So, I... That's where I'm at. But Amber's got a stronger will than I. So
I just really don't like being scared, and I scare very easily. So listen, if you play Pokemon with me, I will still jump like I'm scared, okay? So you're still going to get the scares out of me no matter what game we play. So I really don't want to hear about your horror games. I have played some scarier games. However, I don't last long enough to get to the bosses.
That makes sense.
So I was like, man, I mean, I've been scared out of my mind many times in a video game, but never specifically for a boss.
Didn't actually get that far.
Didn't get that far.
That intro really got me.
Died before got started. but I did want to, I'm giving someone honorable mention for my scariest because of the nature of this boss.
Sure.
So in Life is Strange, Mr. Jefferson turns out to be, instead this super cool teacher, he turns out to be a murderous pedophile.
Gross.
Who takes pictures of you before he kind of guts you in his basement floor. And you awaken and slowly kind of realize your fate. And you as a player feel so trapped and so helpless. And you know what's going to happen. And you can only move tiny little inches at a time. And it's like, it was just really, it wasn't really a boss battle. But for Life is Strange, which is a role-playing game, it was.
Yeah.
He was definitely the big bad guy. But I remember being like, it's scary because it's real.
Yeah. Absolutely. I have the Life is Strange bad guys is what I wrote. also under scariest just because they are the most realistic. So it's scary in that sense. I also wrote down... Don't Knock Twice, which I played in VR, which is why it was the scariest, because I was fully immersed, didn't want to be there, didn't want to open my eyes and look around. It was terrifying. If not familiar, Don't Knock Twice is, it's based, there's a movie that's kind of about it as well, and the player takes the role of a guilt-ridden mother who must save her estranged daughter by uncovering the truth behind the urban tale of a vengeful demonic witch. So you're kind of, like, exploring this dark house where, for some reason, there's no power, and there's something creeping around, and it's purely because it was in VR that I was as terrified as I was. But, yeah, that was my scariest boss. I mean... All of the horror games are scary, but I had to narrow it down, you know? next up, we have unfinished bosses. Are there any bosses that you just gave up on and never went back to?
Oh, man. I mean, I'm sure there are, but the thing is I'm pretty good about, like, coming back to them if I haven't finished them.
Sure.
Once I've leveled way up. So, but I can think of one in particular that I have been asked about quite a bit, and it's in God of War 4. The Valkyries. I know that they are very difficult to fight, and because I was trying to get through the game so quickly, I was kind of like, nah, I'm not going to mess with that. And I thought eventually the game would make me, but I guess they don't make you to finish the story part of it. So I don't really want to go back just to fight them, but if I played it again, I probably would.
Not really feeling it.
You know, I don't really enjoy hard for the sake of hard, but yeah, I the one that definitely that I think of where I didn't even try, I was like, nope. With the Valkyries.
Gonna be a no for me, dog.
Yep.
Mine, I have, they're actually games from when I was younger, because we kind of talked about this. There was no chat watching me helping me. There was no internet to look up how to do this, and I was just a child trying to have fun, and it stopped being fun, so I stopped playing. And so that would be in Hercules. I never finished the Hercules PlayStation game. I couldn't get past Medusa. I rarely got past the Hydra to get past Medusa, but I was looking at some gameplay and was like, I'm pretty sure I saw this screen at least once or twice, and never got past it. And then also, I also never finished Crash Bandicoot. Also very difficult. We talked about that in the Childhood Games episode. And then I just realized anything in Cuphead. I got to like the second island, but I just stopped playing because I was like, I'm done torturing myself.
Wow, I didn't know that game was hard to play.
Cuphead is known for being really whimsical and fun looking, but like tear your hair out difficult.
Ew.
Yeah.
Terrible.
It's really all very hard.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like the spaghetti-style animation, so I just stayed away from it. But I thought it was easy because of the animation,
nope.
So that's interesting. I can see how that got so popular. Yeah.
What is your... this is my very professional labeling and categorizing. Your what-the-fuckiest boss. Like, the boss that made you go, what the fuck?
In the game Nier Automata, there's a lot of weird things happening. There's a lot of very weird Japanese things happening. And Adam is this sort of beautiful, terrifying, white-haired Ken doll who has bloody fingertips and just gets stronger and stronger and stronger the more you fight him and can just bend reality. And you're just like, where did you come from? Why do you hate me? Why are you growing bigger? It just, like, everything about him, like, he doesn't get introduced until he's fighting you. Like, it just...
You just don't know
who
he is. You know nothing about him.
And then he goes away and he comes back and you're just like, what the fuck is happening with this character? And like, you want to avoid him, but you don't know how to.
Sure.
It was just a lot. But he was also really interesting, though. And so it didn't make me want to stop fighting him, but it was definitely
just
a
made
huge,
you go, what the fuck?
Huge question mark on Adam and Nier Automata. Wow.
All right. I did not play that game, so I don't really want to now with that. No, I'm just kidding. My what the fuckiest boss is... I wrote down Plague Tale when you fight the Grand Inquisitor, and mostly because you're not even fighting him, but you're basically like fighting bad rats with good rats. You're like fighting bad piles of rats with good piles of rats, and yes, you're fighting rats the whole game. It's part of the game. It's the plague. It's the rats. But just the idea of like, this is the final boss. Let me stop this tidal wave of white rats with my pile of black rats. Like, what?
Why do games like fighting in hordes of vermin?
Look, I mean, I'm not against it. It's something
because it was something similar with Adam.
New, it's different.
He had like these little, like, not rats, but like little creatures that came together and formed him.
Eesh.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, stop that.
Yeah, so, yeah, I did that. Also, he was just this gross old man of the church trying to injecting himself with rat blood. It's just a lot of weirdness.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's just a lot. I love the game, so, like, I'm not saying bad things about the game. He was just kind of the weirdest boss I've encountered. And I have to honorable mention Doki Doki, and I'll leave it at that. I know we're kind of spoiling things, but I'm gonna leave that one with
I don't know anything about Doki Doki, and that piques my interest.
Yeah, I'm just leaving it at that. So then we'll move right on past that to most frustrating. And you might be asking yourself, Diane, what's the difference between most frustrating and the next category of hardest and, like, maybe some of the other categories? And you know what? There doesn't have to be a difference, but there might be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Different bosses bring out different emotions in us all.
Well, I think for most frustrating, sometimes it's like it might not be hard for others to beat, but for you, was particularly mental.
Yeah. I'm not good at video games, so like I could really list them all under most frustrating.
Oh, I have one.
Oh, yeah? What's your one?
Her name.
What's her name?
Is Gladys.
Oh, Gladys. I've heard about Gladys. I've yet to play Portal. From whence she comes.
Yes.
Comes. From whence she comes.
So Portal is an older puzzle game, and it is a really fun, weird game. I didn't think I'd like it because I don't typically like Portal games, but it is...
Puzzle games?
Yeah. I typically don't like puzzle games. Yes. I don't know what I just said. But she actually is a very funny character. She is the sort of like voice in the sky, and then you fight her at the end, right? She's this big computer. And there's this timer at the end that you have to, like, basically take all of her little eyeballs and drop them in molten lava. Typical day at the office. And that timer, man, just, it, I'm telling you, I don't know if this is because I had been streaming particularly long that day, but
I
lost my mind. I fully, like, I have clips of it and I'll share it on the Gaming and Gabbing Instagram. I lost it over that game. And then I went back the next day and it was just as hard and I finally beat her, but like it was just like sheer willpower.
Oh yeah, I've been there.
Took everything from me, and it was like, yeah, I'm glad I played the game because it was fun up until that point, but I never want to fight that boss battle again. Yeah. Never, ever, ever.
I feel that way about Ori and the Blind Forest, which I just finished. It was I really loved the game, but it was so hard. It took so much out of me. I was just like, why? But I don't have... We could give honorable mention. There's not really a boss in that game, so we didn't write it down, but the whole game frustrated me. But I have down... And again, this is because it was a new game to me, a new style of fighting for me. But Kingdom Hearts 1, the Trick Master, he's like the second boss you encounter in the game. And I just remember it took me forever. I couldn't get the timing right. I couldn't get anything right. I spent hours on it, I feel like. And it was just so frustrating because it's cute little cartoons and you're Goofy and you're Donald and you're Sora and you're Vi- but and it's like, ugh, but it's so hard. So it was just really frustrating for me. I was like, isn't this a child's game? What's going on? That was newer into my streaming as well, so I just wasn't as adept at things, which is obviously going to make things more frustrating. I also have for most frustrating Mr. X from RE2, because once that dude entered the game, I stopped having fun. I got so frustrated because it just becomes this like hide and seek game, and you can't even finish the things in the game that you're trying to accomplish because, I hear Mr. X coming again. Better go run to a safe place because you can't defeat him because he's Mr. X. And I just hated him. And I was like, listen, I loved this game until this point, and now I can't even play the game, is how I felt. I was like, I can't even play the game now that this has happened. So he definitely goes under frustrating for me. But let's kind of have like a change of pace, a little, like we've done like, ew, we hate you, these bosses suck in different types of categories. But what about like easiest boss? Have you had an easiest boss you've encountered?
I think that's such a fun category because I would have never thought of that. And yes, Day, I do.
Oh,
I have a
gosh.
Modern day easy boss.
Please.
When you play Pokemon Sword and Shield, you encounter your rival.
What a guy.
And what a guy. He'll always choose the Pokemon that's the wrong type, and he'll just battle you with a little sheep.
Oh yeah, Wooloo.
Wooloo!
She's talking about Hop, ladies and gentlemen,
mm-hmm.
who leads with his Wooloo no matter what, even though it's like, why? Why? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to destroy this ball of sheep in 2 seconds.
The overly confident, always smiling Hop
is
definitely the easiest boss I've ever fought.
Absolutely.
I mean, he might be considered more of like a side character, so if you don't count him as a boss, then the first gym boss in Pokemon Sword and Shield is very easy, too.
He's your rival, so like, I feel you can consider him a boss. If they're going to give him the name of rival.
Then yeah, okay.
Sure. Why not? He's a boss.
He's a boss. He thinks he's a boss.
He thinks he's a boss. yeah.
I dare you to find one easier than Hop.
That's fair. I wrote down Bendy and the Ink Machine, and here's why. Because that guy also really scared me a few times. He's pretty scary. My game had messed up frame rate in certain parts. It happened to me 2 or 3 times, and it happened to me in the boss battle. So, like, when I moved my mouse a fraction of an inch, my character would, like, do like a 180. And so I couldn't see where I was going half the time, and I wasn't able to run where I wanted to, and I still beat that boss my, like, first try. Wow. So it was a cool...
So even with all the problems, it was still a cakewalk for you?
That's why I have it under easiest, just because I was having severe issues playing the game, and I still beat it. So that's the reason he's under easiest. It's a great game. I'm not saying it makes the game any less cool, but that's why he's there. And I also wrote, and I don't even think this counts, I wrote Detroit Become Human, because I guess the end of the game, quote unquote, is like the final thing you have to do is you're in this Amanda's garden and you have to find the button to push to make everyone go deviant or something. And it was really easy to find it. Like, you didn't have to fight anything. You just kind of had to walk the right direction.
Yeah. I feel like for Detroit, it's hard to say there's a boss because you're playing these characters against other characters. But you have these androids who are so well equipped to, like, murder,
mm-hmm.
that it's just kind of like, well, I'm fighting a human. I have to be gentle with them. Like, I'm just so much stronger than everyone else.
Absolutely. So, like I said, we're following our own roles with these lists. I just felt it was worth a mention. But yeah. So, unlike easiest, what are your favorite bosses? Do you have any favorite bosses that you encountered along the way?
So, I feel like I have more favorite bosses, but the one that always comes to mind when I think of this is the little alligators, the snap moths in Horizon Zero Dawn.
This is so weird to me.
I know, a lot of people don't like them, but I
hate them.
I really like them because I was telling Day earlier, I love Horizon Zero Dawn. I hate things in the water. I hate marine life. I don't want fish touching my feet.
Oh my God,
I don't
want
to be in the ocean.
About you.
Yep, not a strong swimmer. Want nothing to do with it.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's something big and scary with teeth in the water. Fuck no. Absolutely not. Not on my watch.
Kabay.
Dead.
Kabay.
Okay. And so with these snap moths, these sort of mechanical alligators,
yeah.
I don't have to feel sorry for them because they're machines. So they're not really like
organic life.
Sounds
like you wouldn't feel sorry for them even if they weren't machines.
I mean, I wouldn't, but at least I don't feel like I have to pretend. Okay.
Fair enough.
And the snap moths are slow. And so I feel like even though they are kind of beefy little dudes.
You can definitely run away.
Sneak up on them, fave, and I can run away or cartwheel away to safety. So it's kind of like...
Wait, I'm sorry. I missed the part where I learned how to cartwheel in Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah, check it out. Square, square, square.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and then you basically tumble. She goes like, woo, and she like tumbles, and it's so much faster than running.
Damn.
It's a lot faster than running. So just like, it's kind of dodge.
Yeah.
But if it were coming right at you and you didn't motion away, you'd get hit. So it's not quite a dodge.
Okay.
But yeah, I would always be like, I'm cartwheeling to safety into the reeds, and then I'd hide there with her like little red hair, and then I'd wait for the snap moths to go, what? Question mark? And then I'd be like... Terra Blast Arrow! Done. yeah, man. I really, really enjoyed doing that. Even no matter how hard they were, because I just knew that they were slow and stupid. And I just enjoy blowing them up so much. So much.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just a very rewarding feeling. What about you?
Well, after that, how do I follow? So I have a little kind of weird reasoning for this one. One of my favorite bosses... And maybe this is cheating, but we're making our own rules, so I'm right, is Evelyn from Resident Evil 7. And this is because, this is the whole reason I decided to play the game in the first place. Mm. She's voiced by a good friend of mine, Paula, Paula Rhodes. Look her up. She's lovely. She's been on my stream before.
And oh, I know her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Paula.
She's wonderful.
She's a little.
She's so tiny.
Yeah, she's a pixie.
She's a tiny lady.
She played Tinkerbell.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She is. Yep. And she was the voice of this, like, demonic child in a video game. And that's why I played RE7. I was like, my good friend is the main boss of this freaking game. I want to play it. I want to have her on. I want to talk to her about it. So I did. And she was terrifying. But it was also really fun because every time Evelyn, like, popped up, scared me, and talked, I was like, Paula, be nice. Why are you being so mean to me, Paula? Stop it, Paula.
It's so funny anyway. Because she's so sweet in person.
Oh, like, my gosh.
She's the least scary person I can think of. So I can't believe she booked a villain role. That's nuts.
So kind. I love her. So that's my reasoning for that. But if we're going to go for, like, a real reason. But I wrote down Rise of the Tomb Raider. It's not that his name is Matthias, is the final guy you fight. And it's not that I liked him. It's that I liked the whole ending of that game so much. There's this crazy, mystical, otherworldly storm happening.
Yeah, the swirling all around you.
Himiko is, like, sucking the soul out of Sam, and this dumb guy is fighting you in the middle of it all, and you're trying to stop all of this.
It feels very epic.
It's so epic, and I love all of the kind of, like, cultural, like, story wrapped up into it, and, like, the mysticism of it all that you follow through the whole game. And then at the very end of the battle, she grabs that second pistol, and you get that classic Lara Croft double pistol, like, silhouette, and I was just like, yes! I fucking love this game! I wrote that down as well. And then you kill Himiko and save Sam, and all is well.
And it's easy peasy.
Yeah.
And then you become Lara Croft.
Mm-hmm. You, like, it's the becoming. It's the rise. The rise of the Lara Croft. So, Amber.
Yes.
Are you ready to lay down who you think the hardest boss is?
Oh, I am. I am. Okay. I'm ready. Yeah. My body is ready.
Your body is ready. We're going to have very different answers here. You might be surprised at mine, actually.
Okay.
So why don't you go first?
Okay. My hardest boss, by far, is in the game God of War. And it is surprisingly and just so wrongly early in the game. I can't even tell you how early in the game this stinking boss fight is. It's really not fair.
It's probably why it's so
Santa
hard.
Santa Monica Studios. You're
new to the game. And
don't
you
even
don't have all...
Blades of Chaos yet. Don't even barely know how to dodge. I had to fight a character called the Stranger, who is this skinny, scrappy little guy who can beat the crap out of Kratos for no reason, and he doesn't feel pain. And he doesn't go away. And it's really annoying. And, like, they do it kind of almost as a tutorial to show you, like, how you need to dodge and fight in the game.
Okay.
But it's really, really difficult. And it's very long. And then it flows into cutscenes. And it's very beautifully done. And then he also is the final boss in the game. So not only do you see him at the very beginning.
Bring it back around.
He comes back and he has a name at that point. He's Baldur in... Norse mythology, and you have to fight him again, and that was also very hard for me, but at least at that point
you knew the game.
I knew what I was doing.
Yeah.
But I would say that particularly the fight in God of War at the beginning versus the Stranger, when you didn't know who he was and he just shows up at your home, man, that was hard.
Yeah. It's tough when they throw something hard at you at the beginning because you're still like, I don't know how to play this game. What are you doing?
And I'm like,
me?
I'm not very invested yet. So I'm kind of like, I don't really know if I want to keep doing this. But the chat was like, oh,
you're
man.
You're hovering over the give up button.
Yeah. Oh, always. At all times. At all times am I hovering over the exit button. I'm like, I don't know about this. I should probably run away. Rogue. What about you? What was your hardest boss day?
So again, I have two. I kind of doubled up on all of these. My bad. But I had such a hard time defeating Hades in Horizon Zero Dawn.
Oh.
I had such a hard time. I couldn't do it. I swear I had to have been on that battle for hours by the time I finally beat it. I just couldn't get my shit together.
Oh.
It was so hard for me. I just, in fact, when I went recently to try and play some of the DLC, I saw that it was telling me, like, you need to go here still and do, and I was like, no, I already beat the boss. Don't make me do that again. Don't make me, and then someone was like, no, it'll always say that. I was like, okay. Because it looked like I was going to have to do it again, and I wouldn't have. I would have hit that give up button. It took a long time. And my second one is The Last of Us. Again, not sure if you'd consider it a boss, but it is the end of the game. It's the final fight. It's the boss fight, I guess, where you're in the hospital trying to get to Ellie, and there's just
that was a little overwhelming
everywhere. Yeah. It's so overwhelming. I, unlike you, am so bad at stealthiness.
Yeah.
I would last maybe getting past, like, the first two sets of guys, and then inevitably I would get caught, everyone starts firing at me, I'm dead. This was right when I first started streaming, so I wasn't good at video games. I had Tony next to me yelling at me.
Oh, no.
Like, it was by far one of the hardest things I've ever done.
Well, that's also hard because I recall in The Last of Us, there's a lot of open windows. And so you're kind of like, do I need to go in this next room
to
get
maze.
Loot? It's a huge maze. And then sometimes there's bad guys in the room and sometimes there's help in the room and you don't know. And then you're like, wait, which hallway am I going down?
And the second one of them sees you, they all see you. And then they're all shooting at you. And they have, like, that's the first time there's, like, automatic rifles or something. There's like, a gun that gets introduced that's, like, even more hardcore.
Yeah.
And as a baby gamer, I had a real hard time.
Yeah, again, I didn't encounter any of that because I snuck up on all of them.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. I tried. I swear, I tried so hard.
Well, they don't want you to. At a certain point, they stop you, and it's clear that, like, a cutscene starts, and they're like, they're all going to gang up on you, and I'm like, all right, I did the best I could do. But at least I take them out. I would just, like, go up behind, like, those big windows.
Yeah.
And then I'd throw a bottle, and they'd be like, "Rrr?" And then, like, Shaggy.
You know? Yeah.
And they'd walk over, and then I'd be like, I'm going to murder you.
Mm.
And then they'd walk past, and I wouldn't get the timing right. And, then, like, I wait. Like, I'll take a half hour to kill one NPC.
Yeah, no, don't have that patience.
Yeah.
I'm just like, kill them all! No. Come at me!
I don't like to get my hands dirty. So
that makes sense. I get that. That checks out.
That checks out. That tracks.
Mm-hmm, that checks for you. Definitely. For sure. So that's the end of my list. I
would also like to have an honorable mention for Hardest Boss.
Oh, please. Honorable mention it.
The Horizon Zero Dawn Stormbird.
Oh, all the birds I hated.
Literally all the birds. That's screw the birds. Stupid. I hope there's no birds in the next one. I am not good with the rope caster. They flew all over the place and they charge
you.
At you. They fire you. They freeze you. They shock you.
They move before you can shoot them.
For some reason, they can see you in the grass even though they shouldn't be able to. Ugh. They're just the worst.
Jerk burbs. This is a thing on my
jerk babes.
On my channel. Like, so many video games have a jerk burb. Which is their official title, Burb. Like, they're in Horizon, they're in Gris, they're in Ori, they're in Rhyme. Like, there's always a fucking jerk burb.
And it's like, just mind your own business.
Yeah.
Like, be on my plane.
Stop
or ignore
flying
me. Like,
around
don't...
trying to murder me.
Do you see the fish coming out of the water, not minding their own business? No. Okay? Take a freaking hint and stay up in your little nest and make your little creepy babies. I don't want to hear about it. Makes me so angry.
Yeah, they're frustrating.
And screw that. And also the Rock Breaker, obviously, I hate.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's just a me problem.
I mean, that was difficult. I didn't have as much issue as you with it, but it was definitely hard.
I think because for me, my fighting style is so much watching and, like, hunting. I do a great deal of letting my enemies come to me. I never put myself out.
Yeah.
And so when the Rock Breaker disappears,
you can't watch
and
it.
You can't see the trail, it doesn't matter where you think he should go. He's gonna circle around all he's just wily. He's just unpredictable,
wily.
And it just upset me so much.
Can't get a read on that guy. He's too wily.
Couldn't read him, and then it just stressed me out because I couldn't see him and I didn't read him. And so I was just like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
And then you had to aim in his stupid little feet, and I was like, I can't aim in his feet because I don't even know where he's coming from. it just got the best of me, that one. Ugh.
Well, it's over now.
It is.
You never have to do it again. I'm sorry for making you relive that.
That's okay.
But thank you for reliving all of these bosses with me. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to our breakdown of bosses. Maybe you had some similar ones. Maybe you have completely different ones. Let us know, please. We genuinely want to know, because not everyone plays the same games, and so the hardest boss to me is different to you because we play different games.
Mm. I would say we should probably do another, you know, if all goes well and we continue this podcast forever, obviously.
Obviously.
We should continue to do a boss recap each year, because we're going to play more and more games.
So this is your 2020 up to 2020, we can do our hardest bosses this year or something like this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
I'd like to do that, because looking at the harder bosses, especially with Dark Souls, and I might be playing Sekiro next.
Yikes.
I'm sure I'm going to have a lot to add to that. So
yeah. We're going to be playing Final Fantasy VII.
That's true. We're going to be playing Final Fantasy, and I know that's going to be difficult. At least I feel like it is.
I think so. If the first one was, I'm sure they're making this remake difficult.
Yeah, yeah.
To live up to the original.
And I'm sure The Last of Us 2 will be difficult.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what's going to be difficult? Not killing the freaking rabid dogs that they're going to set on you, because I don't want to kill puppies. Mm-hmm. Rude. Mm-hmm. Rude. Naughty dog. If dog is in your name, why you making me murder pups?
They're making it realistic.
God damn it.
You know? And that's the scariest things.
And I'm bad at stealth. You'll probably be able to stealth around them, whereas I will have to murder them.
Yeah, that's gonna be rough. It's gonna be rough.
Ugh.
Not looking forward to that.
Nope.
But I am looking forward to playing more of The Last of Us.
Correct.
So I don't care. Maybe it'll just be a rumor. Maybe that you don't really have to kill dogs. I don't know.
Fingers crossed. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening to us go down these lists.
Guys, thanks so much for listening. I love having you here. Shout out to Kento Beans for leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts. If you guys want to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, please leave us 5 stars. If it's anything less than 5 stars, just DM me and tell me what you need fixed, because your girl's trying to get more listeners. I appreciate you, and we will see you next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.